Let's read together Psalm 56. In this psalm, David acknowledges that God is his security and that God remembers his sorrows. And therefore, David will not only thank the Lord, but also fulfill the vows that he has made before the Lord. Let's begin by reading the first 7 verses of this psalm. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can mere man do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. Let's begin our study of Psalm 56 with some background notes. We see in the title of Psalm 56 several items concerning this psalm. First of all, it was set to music for temple worship under the choir director, and the tune was known as, quote, the silent dove in distant lands. That is the literal Hebrew translation here. We also see from the title that it was a miktam of David. In fact, Psalms 56 through 60 all have a miktam of David in their titles. We don't know for sure what miktam means, but it seems like it is derived from a word associated with covering and may indicate David's acknowledgement of God's covering of protection throughout the dangers mentioned in these psalms. We see that the danger David was experiencing in this psalm was that the Philistines had seized him or captured him in Gath, one of the cities of the Philistines, where David had fled to escape from King Saul, who was out to kill David. Let's read about this occasion in 1 Samuel chapter 21. I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 21, beginning with verse 10. Then David arose and fled that day from before Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s'?" Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see, the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" And verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 22. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. From 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10 through verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 22. Now the good news here is that David turned to the Lord for his protection in this psalm. He may have wavered in faith when he ran to Achish, king of Gath, but David realized his mistake, and this psalm is a testimony to his turning back to the Lord and trusting only in God for his security. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point for Psalm 56. So doctrinal or teaching point number 1. The Lord provides the security for his people. The Lord provides the security for his people. All of us have probably experienced at one time or another oppression from people who are out to hurt us in some way. Maybe even because of jealousy. And maybe even because of mistakes that we've made. Let us pray as David did here for God's mercy and grace. Verses 1 and 2. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Notice in verse 3 that David did not say, if I'm afraid, but when I'm afraid. Verse 3 once again. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Let's face it, there are many times when we're afraid of the oppression of people. The attack may not be physical. It may be that people are twisting and distorting our words, verse 5, and watching us closely, verse 6, so that they can find fault with our walk, verses 5 and 6 once again. All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. Now, what do we do in these times of trial and oppression? Answer, we remember that the Lord is our security. Verses 3 and 4. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can mere man do to me? Those against us may do a lot to hurt us, but it is only as God allows. And remember, we are immortal until our work on earth is finished. And remember what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. As David prayed in verse 7 of Psalm 56, for God to judge the wickedness of those who oppressed him, so we can be sure that God will judge the wickedness of those who oppress us when we are doing the right thing. The Lord provides the security for his people. Doctrinal point number 2. The Lord remembers the sorrow of his people. The Lord remembers the sorrow of his people. Verses 8 through 11. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? In verse 8, there's some question as to the exact wording and whether the word bottle is the best translation. If it is, then the ancient custom of collecting your tears in small tear bottles is in view here. Tear bottles have been found by archaeologists in the land of Israel dating to biblical times. Catching and collecting some of your tears in these small tear bottles during times of sorrow gave more meaning to your sorrow. It was a time to be remembered. When David prayed, Lord, put my tears in your bottle, he is saying that he wanted the Lord to remember his times of sorrow. Now, even if bottle is not the right translation here, the next line, are they not in your book, indicates that our doctrinal point is the point of the whole verse. The Lord remembers the sorrow of his people. Aren't you glad that the Lord knows all about your sorrows, and that God is on our side and for us? Verse 9, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. What a great encouragement. No wonder David praised the Lord and his word in verse 10, and once again said in verse 11, as he had in verse 4, in God I have put my trust. The Lord remembers the sorrow of his people. What about practical application from Psalm 56? Practical application number 1, remember to pay your vows. Remember to pay your vows. Verses 12 and 13. Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Did you ever promise God that you would do something for him if he delivered you from oppression of some kind or delivered you from a certain problem? Did you remember to make good on your promise, or did you conveniently forget? In these verses before us, David is determined not to forget. He is determined to pay the vows that he had made before the Lord. Remember Jonah said the same thing when he prayed to the Lord from inside the great fish. I'm reading Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. Now, what about us? What promises have we made to the Lord in the past about our time, about our money, about our relationships, about our lifestyle? Remember to pay your vows. Practical application number two. When you are afraid, follow the biblical road to courage. When you are afraid, follow the biblical road to courage. There are three steps on the biblical road to courage. We see them here in Psalm 56. After David says, "When I am afraid," in verse 3, we see that in the rest of the psalm, David emphasizes three steps or antidotes for fear. Number one, he practices the presence of the Lord by talking with the Lord in prayer. Number two, he trusts the Lord completely. And number three, he praises the Lord for his promises. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read that good King Jehoshaphat followed these same three steps when he was afraid at the time of enemy attack. As we read this account in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, listen for the three steps on the road to courage. I'm reading 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. Selected verses from 2 Chronicles chapter 30. As I read this portion of Scripture, did you hear the three steps on the road to courage? When you are afraid, follow the biblical road to courage. Practical application number three. Let us keep in God we trust on our money. Let us keep in God we trust on our money. Verse 4, in God I have put my trust. And verse 11, in God I have put my trust. What a great foundation for life. In God I have put my trust. Now, I'm sure you know that "In God We Trust" is written on all our U.S. coins and bills. What a great foundation for our nation. I'm also sure that you know that many unbelievers in our country are trying to get "In God We Trust" removed from our money. Let's not let them do it. This is the basis for any blessing from God on our nation. "In God We Trust." Let us keep "In God We Trust" on our money.